Ja, ich.
Father in heaven.
Vater in cielo.
We long.
Noi am dorit ca să cunoaștem pe Tine mai mult.
Ask by your grace.
Și noi cerem prin harul Tău ca noi să creștem spiritual. Și credința în Tine să fie puternică. Ca sensul nostru de iubire să fie mai mare și realitatea cine Tu ești și ce Tu ai să faci și în experiența noastră, în viața noastră, Te rugăm ca să fie. Noi Te rugăm împreună cu Biserica, ne rugăm pentru familie, pentru membrii noștri a familiei, pentru Biserică, pentru fiecare parte. Te rugăm ca să creștem în cunoștință, în adevăr, și ca harul Tău să ne conduc. Acum când vom deschide cuvântul Tău, ajută-ne ca să creștem spiritual. Fă ca Tu să binecuvântezi cuvântul Tău, să fii unul care Tu ne înveți pe noi, ca inimile noastre să fie schimbate. Ca minunea să ai loc. Noi Te rugăm în numele Iisus. Amin.
We are on a journey.
Noi suntem în călătorie.
Series is called Moving Forward Together.
This is the
sixth one.
Titlul este Noi mergem împreună înainte. Și împreună platforma cerului este creată pe împreună. Și câteva săptămâni noi ne-am uitat împreună la Dumnezeu. Te-a cunoaște Dumnezeu. Ce înseamnă de a-mi închina la Dumnezeu? De a spune ceva. De a-mi închina însă proscaneo în ori de a-l îmbrățășa, de a-l sărăta în emoții. Noi am câteva predici, ultimele predici care au fost împreună pe unul, care înseamnă biserică și noi am învățat că Noul Testament, biserica, o crescut pentru că apostol Pavel, apostolii predicau și împreună ei erau și vineau, îl devineau mai mulți creștini împreună, uniți și se împărțeau ceea ce îi vorbea viața lor era schimbată și îi continua mai parte în fiecare Evanghelie și noi citim într-un verset care ne spune și 12 apostoli care știa pe Hristos personal, care au fost cu Dumnezeu în viață. Unul a fost dat într-o parte Iuda, s-a dat singur într-o parte și ne știm la faptele apostoli, capitolul 5, ne uităm versetul 42.
In the temple
and
in every house they did not cease teaching and preaching Jesus Christ.
Daily,
they did this every day. They didn't have
zilnic, fiecare zi.
And they were in the temple. They went from house to house.
People
invited them into their homes. They went into their homes. What were these 12 doing? They were teaching and they were preaching. And the topic was Jesus as the Christ. That means Jesus is the Savior. Jesus is your Savior. Jesus is my Savior. Jesus is our Savior.
Hristos este Mântuitorul nostru a tuturor. Foarte frumos mesaj și noi nu trebuie să ne departim de la asta. Pentru că aici este mesajul Evangheliei. Noi știm importanța mesajului la 1 Corinteni, capitolul 2.
Acts 2, verse 1. It says, this is Paul, and he is writing to believers in the city of Corinth.
And these believers became believers through his ministry. He's the one that started the church there. Now he's writing a letter back to them. He says, and I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I was with you in weakness and fear and in much fear, and my speech and my preaching were not with persuasion or with human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, stătea în vorbirea în ducătoare ale înțelepciunii, ci într-o dovadă dată de Duhul și de putere. Apostol Pavel spune că n-am vrut să știu altceva între voi decât pe Hristos și pe El să fie.
Pentru că și-a mai alte lucruri sunt ca să predici.
And he says, I determined it was going to be Jesus and him crucified, and the entire church of Corinth was built on that preaching. It's a beautiful picture of the emphasis that the apostles had on the crucifixion of Jesus and him being our Savior, and how that changes our lives.
You see,
one side of the equation is God's side, and what the cross did for him,
și crucea a făcut pentru dânsul,
practically, logically, and legally, to say logic, they are now forgiven, the law that was broken due to sin,
care a fost
that's the demand of justice has been taken care of. And then there's the other side of the cross, and that's, well, what does it do to us? Does it change us? You see, if the cross doesn't change us, it does nothing for us. And so this is a life-changing message, a message of hope, a message of power, a message of God. God's grace and how He does forgive the sinner, but then by His grace He helps them to stop being the person they were to become the person they ever dreamed they could be.
Well, let's go back to Acts chapter 6.
Acts chapter 6, verse 1. Now in those days, when the number of the disciples was multiplying, there arose a murmuring against the Hebrews by the Hellenists, because their widows were neglected in the days of Jesus. A lot of said new words.
You had two groups of people that are identified as the Hellenists and the Hebrews.
Now, they're all Jews, but the Hellenists had some association with Greece, either through marriage or bloodlines, something like that. They were called the Hellenists, and sometimes it was philosophy, a little different way of looking at things. These people knew who the Hebrews were, they knew who the Hellenists were. It was pretty clear in their culture, they understood that. And they also, following the principles of the Old Testament, they were taking care of the widows, and they had some Hebrew widows, and they had some Hellenist widows, and as the church was contributing money, as the members were contributing money to keep the church going and to minister to people within the church, somehow there was an inequal distribution to the widows that were Hebrews.
Pentru evangelizare, totuși, împărțarea.
Now, I hope you're encouraged by that.
Eu cred că...
You may wonder, why would we want to be encouraged? Well, this is a church filled with the Holy Spirit.
Asta e biserică care am
primit
cu Duhul Sfânt și erau diferențe. Vezi, când vedeți, erau, eu le-am împărțiat pentru a lucra mai mult,
adică mai puțin. They'll deal with it. And they're going to deal with it in a way that models how God wants His church to function. Watch this, verse
2.
Then the 12, those who were the apostles, summoned the multitude of the disciples and said, it is not desirable that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. They're saying, look, we've been called by God to teach and preach the word. We recognize this is a need. We recognize this is a valid need. This is an important thing. The church serving is very important. But it's not what God has called us to do. He's called us to teach and to preach. And that's our work. So what can we do here? So they got people together and they had a conversation, and this is what came of it. Verse 3. Therefore, brethren, seek out from among you seven men of good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom we may appoint for work. Now that's very telling.
The apostles are demonstrating the type of leadership God wants in his church. And that is this. Here's a problem. Okay, let's deal with it. They deal with it. They do it very humbly. They admit the reality that they are not equipped to deal with it, lest they turn away from the very thing God has called them to do. So they look to the people and they say, look, you come up with the people to deal with this. You know this. And whomever you bring to us, we'll trust you. And we'll set them aside in prayer, and that will become their ministry. And so you see that the church was a very open society where we're all in this together. Now, what's the best way to deal with this? Oh, you folks know people we don't know, and give us their names. Do you see that the difference between that and a controlling spirit, where, hey, we're the ones in charge here, we'll decide who's going to do what, and so forth and so on. Just different. Just totally different. And so here's what happens, verse 5. And the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose a man named Stephen, a man full of faith in the Holy Spirit, Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte from Antioch. That guy wasn't even a Jew.
Николаис,
whom they sent before the apostles, and when they had prayed, and the word of God spread, and the number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests were obedient to the faith, even the first time. So this thing is going like gangbusters. God forces the Holy Spirit out of God. They began to preach. People hear that preaching, and they come, and their lives are changed. They go out, they bring other people to hear, their lives are changed, they go out, they bring other people to hear it. As the church grows, there is a distribution problem, and so it is dealt with here, and the conclusion of the story is that the church began to spread, and the number of disciples multiplied. Tremendous. We see the church organized in different categories. That's how it's identified here. Preaching and teaching of the Word of God. And then ministering to the needs of the people. Two distinct and powerful
ministries.
So the Word of God spreads and the number of disciples multiply greatly. Where did they come up with that idea? How could they? And of course, we would say, well, the Holy Spirit led them to do that. And that is true. But also, Jesus had been planting seeds in his ministry. That this is the way the church was supposed to be. This is how the church was supposed to act and be. And let's see that. Go to Mark chapter 9. If you're there in Acts, go to the left. And you go to Mark.
Marco
is one of the Gospels, and then we have chapter 9. In Mark 9, verse
33,
then he, that's Jesus, came to Capernaum. And when he was in the house, he asked them, that's the 12, what was it you disputed among yourselves on the road? Now, that means they were arguing. They were all walking together on the way to Capernaum. But somehow the 12 got out of earshot of Jesus.
And they got into an argument. And by the way, that is a spiritual principle that you cannot run from. And that is this. You can never have a good knock-down, drag-out argument in the presence of Jesus. They're walking together, but as they begin to argue, they slow down, and he keeps going, he knows what's going on. He's going to make a lesson on it later. But he separated it from them. And that is one of the reasons that in our anxiety, fear, anger, expressions at home, arguments we get into, have you noticed how you become kind of tunnel-visioned and focused, and man, you're like a laser, and you just kind of really, really nail them?
Vine un gust care omul vede. Dumnezeu vrea ca noi să vedem că El este acolo. Nu omul să vadă de
Știți
că noi putem spune ceva când Hristos nu e prezent, dar adevărul este că totdeauna e prezent.
The devil works hard on us is when there is a fight that comes into our lives by the family
and
we have the right to demand certain privileges or whatever, and we get all riled up and then after all your proportion of work is greater than theirs or whatever the issue is, whatever the issue is, the devil is going to work hard,
lucrează,
hard,
lucrează
hard,
tare, ca să ții pe noi, să pui într-o perspectivă care
să nu uităm
la Dumnezeu, dar vrea ca să ne uităm la noi înșine, până și noi chiorim. Noi ne rugăm pentru o creștere spirituală, ca noi niciodată să uităm că El este cu noi tot timpul.
Iar
mai departe,
dar ei preșeau, pentru că
Dumnezeu
se
certase între ei ca să știe cine este cel mai mare, atunci
Hristos a șezut
sau
ce
nu a
plăcut
Dumnezeu și
mi-a
zis, dacă vrea cineva să fie cel dintre,
He gave us power over him. We've healed people. We are really, really something. And he sat down, called the 12, and said to them, if anyone desires to be first of all, he shall be last of all and a servant of all. And they said, huh? What? Then he took a little child But that child is a person. And Jesus is saying in this lesson, do not seek to love people who can help you, but love everybody because they're people. That's the kingdom of God. You love those who can't help you. You love those who may be helpless. You don't pick and choose. You don't say, you know, if I nuzzle up close to this person, if I'm really kind to them, they might help me get a better job down the road. Or that person is important. Ooh, what they could say about me could really make a difference in my life.
Really
and then walks by somebody who... I gotta go love myself into power.
Yeah, mai bine mai bine pe mine.
Really,
But
Jesus says, look,
no.
No. He goes on to say,
Mai departe și spune,
well, an issue is raised, verse 38. Now, John answered him, saying, Teacher, we saw someone who does not follow God.
He asked me out of the name of the Lord, because he does not follow God.
He's not one of us.
What
right does he have to preach in your name or to teach in your name? He's not one of us. We are special. We are the only ones.
We are. Trebuie să ne știm mesajul, știm cum. Nu opriți, i-a răspuns Iisus, că știm nu este nimeni care să facă
numele
numele meu și să mă poată grăi de rău îndată după aceea. Cum noi putem să vorbim pe ceea care teologia scotă noastră? În realitate,
God, the best they know and understand.
Verse 41,
watch this, for whoever gives you a cup of water, without Christ in our hearts,
we can't see that in the future. Fără Hristos în inimă.
Without Christ in our hearts, we can't do what God wants.
Fără Hristos în inimă, nu putem face ce spune Hristos. Dar
if a person
dacă o persoană
gives a glass of water
dă un pahar de apă altuia persoană, aceea este primit de Dumnezeu. Este asociată cu o răsplată. Dumnezeu interesant cum noi ne comportăm în coață. Chiar un pahar de apă. Hei, scrie acolo.
Look what they did. They gave a glass of water to one of my people.
La unul din copiii mei.
That gets God going. It excites him. It's all about simple little attentions and kindnesses.
Pur și simplu ceva simplu o atenție dată.
Versetul
10 cu 35.
Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to Jesus saying, Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask. Now, they are immature in their prayer life.
Iacob și Ioan au venit la Iisus și au zis, am vrea să ne faci ce vom cere.
What's wrong with that? Verse 36, and he said to them, what do you want me to do for you? And they said, grant us that we may sit one on your right hand and the other on your left in your glory. Jesus said, you do not know what you ask. Can you drink the cup that I drink and be baptized with the baptism I'm baptized with? They said, sure, yeah, and Jesus agrees, yeah, you are going to experience that.
Nu știți ce cereți pentru că voi să beți paharul pe care am să beau eu sau să fiți botezați cu botezul care am să fie botezat?
Get to be one on the right and one on the left. We're happy for you.
Yes,
I mean, we're sincerely happy.
Da,
Christmas
will be
perfect. They began to be greatly displeased with James and John.
But Jesus
called them to himself and said to them, you know that those who are considered rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. Yet it shall not be so among you, but whoever desires to become great among you shall be your servant, and whoever of you desires to be the first shall be a slave or servant of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life for the ransom of many. Jesus says in priviți despre cărmuitori, neamurilor domnesc peste ele și mai marilor le poruncesc, dar nu trebuie să ne fie așa. Ce orice vrea să fie mare, să fie și să fie ca lui. Fie slujitor, fie ca lui. Vedeam că împărăția lui, ai putere? Dacă ești
Poți să iubesc pe cineva, fă și lui că tu ai putere. Și fă pe oameni și așa vreau să facă. Așa lucrează oameni. Principul și el nu e așa.
And you'll come to a letter called Ephesians. It's a letter that the Apostle Paul wrote while he was in prison. And he wrote it to the church at Ephesus. And these are people that he knows well, loves them, and he's got some encouraging words to say about the church and being in the church. He says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to have a walk worthy of the calling with which you were called. Right? So they have a calling. How are they called? They accepted Jesus as their Savior. And he goes on and says, with all lowliness and gentleness, long-suffering, what does that mean? That's patience. And that literally means you suffer long. Patience, bearing with one another in love. Bearing with one another in love. That means it's not going to be easy being together. You know, two people that get married are destined to have an argument. Why? Because they're different. Now multiply that across many homes and people associate together, and there's going to be differences, and we're going to have to bear one another, because people are going to have a different perspective. Some people are going to be very annoying to us.
Fortunately, not intended here.
Bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. And he goes on to say, there is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called, and one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. And that's more than just a doctrinal statement about the oneness of God. It is about the oneness of being together in God's church. Contextually, he is talking about Spirit-filled people who bear with one another, who walk with humility, who are gentle, who are patient, who are kindly towards each other, endeavoring to keep unity in the body. This is
the
Church. Understanding and filled with love.
Curăbdare,
now let's go back to why Paul determined to preach nothing but Christ and Him crucified.
Deși,
there is not one thing in that
nimic altceva decât să predic pe Hristos răstignit.
Patient, understanding and filled with love. There's not one thing there that we can do.
Nu este un lucru care noi putem face. Noi înșine. Dacă nu, Dumnezeu trăiește noi.
It all comes back to that. It all comes to Christ and Him crucified. When He lives in our heart, I have a new
heart.
People say, well, I was born that way.
Yes,
but you can be born again.
Da, dar poți fi născut din nou. O inimă nouă.
A new creation.
O creațiune nouă.
And so you have this beautiful picture that God takes a sinner, heals their sin, fills them with the Spirit, and then by His grace they learn to live together. They're no longer trapped in
sin.
They actually love and care for others more than they care about themselves.
So we have a picture of the New Testament.
Church moving forward together, we consider one body. God is above all, through all, and in all. And we see
și ne vedem că biserica a fost un loc pentru cuvântul Dumnezeu.
Hristos și El răsignitul
care a fost pentru biserica. Hristos ne-a lăsat pe noi în împărtiarea lui a fost demonstrat cum noi ne împărtăm cu alții. De mers înainte.
How exciting it would be to be truly
frumos ar fi dacă într-adevăr ne-am îngrijit unul de alții. Imaginați că chiar să biserică oricare un membru care în timpul serviciului să roagă pe oameni care l-a zis și oamenii stau înainte pe platformă și el se roagă pentru ei.
They prayed that God would touch their hearts, that they would find strength, they would find hope, they would find comfort. They prayed that if they have children or family, that those children and family would come to know the Lord, and that that person would be able to spend eternity with those that they love.
Imagine that instead of sitting there saying,
who told her that that was a good color on her?
Or
why are they doing that? Or why are they doing this? Why don't they pay for it?
Deși o purtare așa cum s-a îmbrăcat pe rând așa
we're focused on people that aren't worshiping and what are we doing? We're not worshiping either. What would it be like in an environment where every member of the church is praying for everyone around them and looking for a way to help lighten their day? It may be a hello, it may be a smile, it may be a handshake, it may be something as simple as an acknowledgement that they are a human being and they're in your presence. Imagine a church where every visitor felt welcomed and all of them were spoken to. They weren't just handed a sheet of paper and said, oh, happy Sabbath.
Or
what would it be like when you were stood in the hallway and you saw somebody who looked like they were trying to figure out where something was?
Și vrea să se uite cu cine la să vorbească.
May I help you?
Ori să mergi, nu, pot să ajut. Pe m-a întâlnit, numele meu este. Cum ar biserica trebuie să acționeze? Eu vreau să vă imaginați cu mine împreună. O biserică.
Where the ministry of God's word is so important, the children's Sabbath schools are teeming with parents looking for a way to help. They're saying, my children are being taught about God. What can I do to help? We ought to have a waiting list of parents who are willing to volunteer time to help in some way because their children are being taught the word of God. What would a church be like? Do you realize we're just this close? What would it be like to have a church that offered seminars, classes, and support groups to help people negotiate through the difficulties of life? Everything from raising children to what to do when someone in your family dies. What would it be like to have that type of church?
Or să fim așa o biserică, să fim mai aproape de Dumnezeu și în nouă ne trebuie.
Jesus. Christ.
Hristos.
And him crucified.
Numai pe Hristos și via răstignită.
In our hearts.
Nouă ne trebuie Hristos în inimile noastre. Nu trebuie o pictură de a sluji ca fiecare care vin în contact să slujesc. Nu trebuie poziție, nu trebuie și scris un articol despre mine, dacă am o posibilitate ca când suntem în jocul omului, simtem roată împrejură. Cum eu pot să-l ajut? Cu cine să vorbesc? Cu cine să spun o vorbă bună? Eu aș vrea ca Duhul Dumnezeu să fie mie. Dacă Duhul Dumnezeu ar fi în mine, nu ar fi ceva de manipulație, dar aș vrea ca să-și cumpere alții. Nu se uit la mine. Eu sunt convins că Dumnezeu și stă în ceruri, așteaptă. Așteaptă ca să facă lucruri care noi nici nu ne închipuim. Și trebuie și să ceară de la noi o, pur și simplu, pe Hristos. Să ne uităm la Dânsul. Noi ne trebuie Dânsul în inima noastră. Dânsul ne trebuie în viața noastră. Ne trebuie Dânsul în viziunea noastră.
Și
dacă cineva este care îți poate spune Dumnezeu, Doamne,
I need Jesus in my heart. I want Jesus in my heart. I want to live the life He wants me to live. I want to love my family the way you want me to love them. I want to love the church people and those that come as visitors. I want to be a loving person like you want me to be. Is there anybody here who would like to say that to God? And if you would, I invite you to stand. Father in heaven,
oh, Tatăl din Cer,
please,
te rugăm,
send Jesus into our hearts.
Pe Hristos în inimile
noastre. Fill us with your Holy Spirit.
May we
live a life
care noi să trăim o viață
that brings great joy,
care aduce bucurie. Ajută-ne ca să fim adevărați servitori. Noi te rugăm, Domnule Iisus,
Doamne.
Mai întâi să stați până și-a mea o cântare. Thank you.